So we started the year off with one theme, and then it transformed into, rather than staying centered, which felt really heavy and grounded and almost focusing on the negative, to looking up, because it felt expansive and full of opportunity. So our vision, our theme, the intention as I move forward, and I invite you to join me, is to look up above what is going on to the possibilities of what can be. So today I'd like to focus on finding my purpose. I love myself the way I am. So what matters? I mean, when we think about our purpose, that's one of the first things that comes to mind, is what's the point of it all? What matters to me? Do I matter? What do I stand for? What sort of human being do I want to be? So what matters? As you think about that, the idea of our values comes to mind, doesn't it? And values being the things that are important, the things that are essential to be happy. So let's take a look a little deeper at what matters. So it may be that when we no longer know what to do, we have come to our real work. And when we no longer know which way to go, we have begun our real journey. Every choice before you represents the universe inviting you to remember who you are and what you want. That's Alan Cohen. Your thoughts should at all times be worthy of your highest self, your fellow man, and God. Fill your mind with thoughts of divine justice, love, peace, and forgiveness. That's Charles Fillmore, the co-founder of Unity. And I want to just take apart that statement just for a moment. Your thoughts should at all times be worthy of your highest self, your fellow man, and God. And that's a pretty tough one to do all of the time, isn't it? I mean, I don't know about you, but I fall into that, I'll call it even victim consciousness, or I see someone else being a victim. And that's not the highest thoughts of myself or someone else. And so how can I fill my mind with thoughts of divine love, justice, peace, and forgiveness? Part of it is practice. Part of it is being reminded. And those reminders come from things like listening to this type of a broadcast. Or it might be from the reading that you do or conversations that you have with your friends. But let's begin with this other idea. So the Song of Solomon from 4:7 says, "You are altogether beautiful, my love. There is no flaw in you." And do you believe that to be true? That you're beautiful? That you are someone's love? And that there's no flaw in you? Because all of that is true. Now, maybe you don't have a love interest right now, but the spirit within you and everywhere loves you beyond measure. And so I invite you today to consider the idea of love and how beautiful you are, and that you're worthy of being loved, and that there is no flaw in you. Where did you get this idea that perfection needs to look different than what you are? Because you're flawless, you're perfect in the eyes of spirit, and where is spirit? But at the center of your being. So get still and quiet. Stop talking about your problems and start declaring perfect, rich results. And I know that some of you have tried to meditate, and maybe even in prayer you've tried to be more silent, to create a quiet in your mind. Our minds really are not naturally intended to be quiet, but they're intended at times to be still. And it's in those moments of stillness when we're not doing anything, we're not attempting to accomplish anything, that it's more easy to recognize that there is peace right where you are, that there is perfection right where you are, and that there is possibility right where you are. Values are your heart's desires. They're their deepest desires for how you want to behave as a human being. I know that a few years back now, I was taking some studies at the University of Waterloo, and one of the trainings that we did was how the Indigenous people do a circle. And that circle was to build community, to create balance, to solve problems, to look to the future, to vision to the future, even for restorative justice. And one of the first things that we were asked to do was to just be open to the possibilities of what life might have if we don't hang on to how things look right now. And the way that we started these circles, and that was the thing that was the most interesting to me, was that everyone around the circle, and in this particular case, there were 25 of us around a circle, so that's a lot of people. We were asked, what value or guideline, that was another word that they used, are you, the individual in this circle, bringing to this circle? And for me, I have always valued being listened to and the art of listening. And so I wrote on my piece of paper, listening. And more than that, deliberate listening, really listening. Other people wrote safety, freedom, confidentiality, integrity. And you might come up with some other words for values. But it was really fascinating because as we each put our paper in the center of the circle, it's like it created an energy of its own, and we created a sacred space that honored all of those values. So I guess what I'm inviting you to think about as we move forward here today is, what is it that you value most? And perhaps there are several things that life just doesn't feel complete unless that particular value shows up and is honored. So let's look at some of these values. Values are not about what you want to get or achieve. They're about how you want to behave or act on an ongoing basis. And before I go into reading some of these, I'd like to just talk about someone that I met that was from California, one of my mentors actually. And when I met him in person, it was remarkable the attention that he gave just to me while we were speaking. It was as though no one else existed. I had the ultimate experience of being heard and being listened to. And I remember at that point saying that I hope one day that I can be that focused with people that I am with, that they feel as though nothing else exists but them. I felt so respected and so honored, and so I continue to believe that my greatest value that I want to epitomize is the art of listening, the art of hearing. So here are a few to think about, and there are many. So if there isn't something here that has to do with you, then just recognize that there are others, but this is just to give you an idea. So I'll get Randy to put us on the big screen so you can see all of the words, and we'll read through them. So one of them might be acceptance, to be open to and accepting of myself and others. That's definitely a value of mine. Adventure, to be adventurous and actively seeking, creating, and exploring novel, stimulating experiences. I know my adrenaline already starts pumping when I even think about doing things that are a little bit more risky or dangerous. So I don't need to be super adventuresome to actually get a rise out of it. Some people have to skydive and mountain climb, and their life isn't complete unless they do that. Or maybe you value assertiveness, to respectfully stand up for your rights. Perhaps it's authenticity, to be authentic, genuine, real, to be true to yourself. I know I really value that. Do you? How about beauty? Is it important to you to have beauty around you, to appreciate it, to see it in nature, to see it in others, to even do it for yourself, like doing your hair and combing your hair and getting it cut regularly and wearing clothes that are just so? Or caring, to be caring towards yourself, to other people, to the environment. Or maybe it's about challenge, about pushing yourself to constantly grow. Maybe it's compassion, to act with kindness towards those who are suffering, to act with kindness even when you don't understand. Or perhaps you value conformity, to be respectful and obedient of the rules and obligations. It's interesting, I'm taking some courses right now through the Unity Worldwide Spiritual Institute, so they're all online. And one of the courses has to do with all of the old writers from Unity. And not all of them, but a handful of them. And it's interesting, as we have these conversations about where Unity, the movement, was before and where we are today, how the individuals involved in Unity are almost of two camps. One is conforming to the old ways of things and keeping them the way that they used to be and still need to be, and others that are really pushing the boundaries of those conformities and wanting to evolve and grow and almost be like a book that was written that now needs revisions because the wording has changed. And neither is right or wrong. But there are individuals that I have met who really value conformity. And I know that I'm very, very much a stickler for certain rules and not so much for others. How about connection? To engage fully in whatever I'm doing and be fully present with others. And I spoke to that a little bit in the listening. So it's interesting as I think of that. So connection and listening really do go hand in hand. How about contribution? To contribute, to help, to make a positive difference. Cooperation. To be cooperative and collaborative with others. Courage. To be courageous or brave, to persist in the face of fear, threat, or difficulty. That you may not necessarily set yourself up for that, but you really value it in others, which means that you also value it in yourself. How about creativity? To be creative or innovative. I know I'm not a happy camper if I don't get the chance to be creative on a regular basis. Is that how you feel? And I'm not talking about art here. I'm talking about innovation and new. So in a way, I'm not really truly the conformist at all. I am when it suits me. But creativity is really one of my values. Is it yours? How about curiosity? To be curious and open-minded and interested to explore and discover. Or perhaps it's encouragement. To encourage and reward behavior that I value in myself and others. I remember when I decided to quit smoking, I knew that the only way that I could stay as a non-smoker was to somehow reward myself, that I really valued the idea of encouragement. And so what I did, and you might find this funny, but at the time, cigarettes were $5 a pack. I paid $15 a day because I was smoking 3 packs of cigarettes a day. So what I decided to do was, when I quit, that I would put the money that I had spent on cigarettes onto my dining room table as $5 bills. And when I had enough to go somewhere exciting in the world, that I would take that money that I would have spent on cigarettes and travel the world instead. Well, in about 6 months, so this was September when I started, by April, I was in Japan, about to go to China, to Singapore, to Bangkok, to Hong Kong, and to Hawaii, on all the money that I would have spent smoking, burned it, actually. And so I really value encouragement, especially if it's the carrot that I need to move me forward. So do you value encouragement? How about equality? To treat others as equal to myself and vice versa. Oh, my haunches really go up if I feel that there isn't fairness or equity, that someone is getting the rules broken for them, for instance, or that someone's being treated better than me. I mean, I still remember as a kid when, let's say, something was being served that I really liked. If the person next to me was getting a bigger piece than me, I felt really jealous. I was really into equality and equity. And now when you go to one of these cafes or whatever, you'll see that the cake is actually separated by these little pieces of paper because they've already pre-cut the pieces of cake to be the exact perfect size. And I mean, that makes my heart sing. I know it sounds silly, but equality is really an important value to me. Is it for you? How about excitement? To seek, create, and engage in activities that are exciting, stimulating, and thrilling. Not so much for me. How about fairness? To be fair to myself and others. I think that falls into the equality category for me. How about fitness? To maintain and improve my fitness. To look after my physical and mental health and well-being. Flexibility. To adjust and adapt readily to changing circumstances. I sure value it in others, and I have attempted to cultivate it in myself. How about you? How about freedom? Do you think about the amazing freedom that we have? To live freely, pardon me, to live freely, to choose how I live, how I behave, or to help others to do likewise. That's an important one for me, for sure. I'm so grateful I live where I live. Friendliness, to be friendly, companionable. Yeah, that's important to me too. Boy, my list is growing. Is yours? Spirituality, that's really important to me. Connecting with things bigger than myself. Supportiveness, to be supportive, helpful, encouraging, and available to myself and others. How about trust? To be trustworthy, to be loyal, faithful, sincere. And at this point, you can see that there's many that I didn't speak to. And you can go online, go and see Mrs. Google, and type in values or list of values and see what shows up and see which ones you really resonate with. Because truly, what you expect in the world is partly what you're attempting to also be. And so as you get more congruent with that, life starts to respond to you. So what do I stand for? What sort of human being do I want to be? And our values do define that. But there's a little bit more to it than that. There's a saying that I read, and it's, don't you go letting life harden your heart. And I'm sure you might know someone, and maybe you're that way, where you're a little gun shy. Your heart is maybe a little afraid to open up. Perhaps you've opened up in a way that was really authentic, and it felt so good to do it. And someone just squelched and squished that one, I'll call it, delicate nerve. So don't go letting life harden your heart. Find a way to just know that you're safe and know that it's okay to be who you are, because it is okay to be who you are. It's only people who are trying to control you, which means they're actually really afraid of life, that are giving you the idea that you should behave a different way, but you don't need to. You can be who you are. And I promise you that the people of like mind will start to show up, because that's the way life works. So eventually, you'll come to realize that love heals everything, and love is all there is. I know I learned an exercise back when I was learning hypnotherapy of how to go inside and imagine an area in my imagination that was just love, and that anything I didn't know how to handle or how to look after, that I could just put it into this area and let love look after it. And so often, I had the most profound results with individuals and challenging situations as they were, in my mind, in this place of love. I didn't need to know how to do it. Life, the essence of life, somehow, in a mysterious way, just produced loving results. So here's 7 ideas about love. So take the time to really focus on what's right, the things you love, the stuff that's going well, and the good times. Because then it's easy to stay positive. Remember that no one is perfect. And what is perfect anyway? It's not about being right or wrong. It's about opening up, listening and understanding yourself, and where your partner might be coming from, or whoever you're dealing with. To love yourself first. And what does it mean to love yourself? Is to work on yourself to begin the change. Because the thing is that if you're not loving someone else, somewhere in you, you're not loving you. And so simply put, you can't change someone else. But you can encourage change and just encourage it with you first by being love, positive, radiant, and reflect it out, and it'll reflect back to you. Make decisions from the heart rather than the head. Ask yourself, what am I really trying to achieve here? Because then you'll get the intellectual response, but you'll also get the heart response. Lead by example. So take responsibility for your actions. We're all so quick to blame our partners or someone else when something went wrong. The thing is that if we start with ourselves, then it's so much easier to then also include in the conversation someone else. But if right away you're having a conversation with someone and you start pointing out everything that's wrong with them, what happens? They go like, oh, I don't want to hear that anymore. And they stop listening. And so you're defeated. Whereas if you begin with, I've had trouble in that area as well, or I've been working in that area, or however you might go into that conversation. And each conversation is going to be really unique and really different. But leading by example is leading in love. And sometimes it means not even saying anything at all, but just being that which you wish someone else would be. Sometimes you do have to say it too. So start doing things that you love. So what have you been holding off on? So find things that make you feel loved. Find what makes you feel alive. And invite your friends and your partner to be part of it. People want to see you light up. And people want you to succeed and have success and have fun. Likewise, help others to discover what lights them up and fills them with joy. So maybe you don't know how to do or what it is that you love, but if you start to facilitate someone else's life in doing what they love, then you're doing what you love follows naturally. So go on an adventure. Take risks. Do something fun. Do something scary. Try something new. Think outside the box and take your life to a whole other level. And maybe going on an adventure is when the restaurants open up again, that you order something that you would never have ordered. And that's your level of adventure. Never know, you might like it. Or maybe your level of adventure is you've never traveled across the ocean. And so that's what you're going to do. Or maybe your level of adventure is to talk to strangers and to say hello and to give them a compliment, and that really is pushing your boundaries. Whatever it might be, go on an adventure. Life is your mirror. When you live and love with intention, awesome things start to happen. So, what sort of human being do I want to be? What sort of human being do you want to be? Do you treat your experience of life like the early stages of dating? Always judging, deciding if it feels safe, ready to drop it if things didn't go right? Or do you experience life trusting that everything eventually works out, and if it hasn't worked out yet, it's about to? So here's something to think about. You have infinite intelligence at your fingertips. It's true you're not using much of it most of the time, but you could. It's a choice. So what matters to you? What do you value? And do you incorporate them into your life as much as you can? And do you teach others that that's what you value by standing on those values and being an expression of them? What do you stand for? And what does it take for you to stand for something? Do you stand for things just naturally, or do you have to be pushed out of your comfort zone to finally stand for something? What sort of human being do you want to be? How about ask yourself this? What sort of human being do I want to be? So Amelia is going to sing "What Would Love Do Now?" Perfect song by Eddie Watkins Jr.
Just before you say something you can't take away, take a breath and let it out. Try to think about what would love do now. Wondering if I should cross that line. Whatever you decide, ask yourself from inside, what would love do now? Everything is either an act of love or a cry for love. That's why for love and that's all we know that's real, whether right or wrong. Doesn't matter, just as long as you let your heart decide, ask yourself from inside, what would love do now? Everything is either an act of love or a cry for love. That's why for love we try for love. In the end, that's all we know that's real. Whether right or wrong, doesn't matter, just as long as you let your heart decide. Ask yourself from inside, what would love do now?